Macmillan Audio presents Carrie Fisher, A Life on the Edge by Sheila Weller. Read for you by Saskia Marleveld. To feminists, whether badass or earnest, private or noisy, second or third wave or hashtag me too and hashtag time's up, or any combination thereof. Everywhere. And to everyone struggling with bipolar disorder or any mood or mental challenge. The best I have been is when I have been mildly manic. My liveliest, most productive, most intense, most outgoing and effervescent. I am a hard act to follow. K. Redfield Jameson, An Unquiet Mind, A Memoir of Moods and Madness. Introduction. Famous for simply being herself. On December 23rd, 2016, right before her favorite holiday, for a long time she had a year-round Christmas tree in her house, as the day was just starting in London, Carrie Fisher boarded United Flight 935 at Heathrow Airport. The plane was scheduled to leave London at 9:20 a.m. and arrive in L.A. at 12:40 p.m., local times. With Fisher was her constant companion, Gary, the baby French bulldog she'd adopted from a New York shelter a few years earlier. She took Gary everywhere, to talk shows, interviewers happily gave him his own director's chair, to restaurant dinners, and now to his own seat in the first-class cabin of this plane. The damaged, not very housebroken mutt, whose hot pink tongue invariably hung sideways out of his mouth. "It matches my sweater," she once told an interviewer, pointing to her own hot pink top, was like her canine twin. They were sweet survivors together, he of a puppyhood of neglect, she of several things. First, she'd survived a Hollywood childhood of glamour, popping flashbulbs, and headline-making scandal when the marriage of her parents, Hollywood sweethearts Debbie Reynolds and Eddie Fisher, blew apart under the spell of the gorgeous, just-widowed Elizabeth Taylor, with whom Eddie fell in love. Then Fisher survived early, sudden, international mega-fame at age 20 in 1977 as Princess Leia, the arch-voiced galaxy faraway heroine in that flowing white gown and those funny hair buns. Despite Leia's storybook royalty, her silky, almost parody of feminine clothing, and a touching, repeated plea, "Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope," made all the more plaintive because she uttered it as a hologram miniature, she was the fiercest hero of them all. Ironic, tart, yet positive, and already a resistance leader who could deal with her own survival, while her twin brother, Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill, was still a mere farm boy, and her later love, Han Solo, Harrison Ford, was a cynical gun for hire. She was the only girl warrior among the boys, and she could hold her own better than they could. If second-wave feminism had a science fiction stand-in, it was the Princess Leia created by Carrie Fisher. As Fisher and Gary settled into their plane seats for the long flight home to Los Angeles, if Fisher had wanted to use the hours in the sky to mull her accomplishments, she had plenty about which to feel satisfied. More seriously than surviving huge early fame, Fisher was a survivor of inherited drug addiction and of major bipolar disorder, the latter an incurable, biologically rooted mental illness that causes changes in the way one's brain processes the chemicals the body naturally produces. Fisher's version, the more serious bipolar 1 versus bipolar 2, could come on unpredictably, and for her, enduring it was like living with a war story. She talked about both of these problems so frankly and so helpfully to others that in the early years of the 21st century, she completely kicked the stigma of bipolar disorder to the curb, says Joanne Doan, the editor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?